The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. When St. Pio would celebrate Mass every day of his life, he would get up just like I just did, and he would read the Gospel. And everyone who were there, they saw that every time he would read the Gospel, he would get all teary-eyed, and sometimes he would actually begin to cry. Tears would stream down his cheeks. And one day, a man came up to him after Mass and said, "Padre Pio, why do you cry every day at Mass when you read the Gospel?" And Padre Pio looked at him and he said, "Do you think it's a small thing that God speaks to us? That every single day we have words that God has spoken to us, and they touch Padre Pio so profoundly?" And so there are many saints in the church who sometimes they would read one line of the Gospels, or they would hear one line proclaimed, and it would change their entire lives. And one of these individuals was St. Anthony. Do any of you know what line St. Anthony heard that changed his whole life? Okay, good. So nobody knows. Okay, so St. Anthony, when he was 18 years old, his parents died. And Anthony had a younger sister. She was maybe 10. And he was thinking at that time, "Gosh, I would like to do what the apostles did and give everything to follow Jesus. But you know what? Now I have to take care of my little sister." And he was thinking these things, and he and his sister went to Mass that Sunday. And he hears at Mass the Gospel where our Lord said, "Go sell all that you have and give to the poor and come follow me." And St. Anthony thought, "Oh my gosh, that's what I was just thinking about. Those words are for me." So he went home, and his parents were very wealthy people. They had hundreds of acres of land and a lot of money. They even had servants. And he got rid of almost everything except for enough to take care of his sister. Well, the next Sunday he goes to Mass again, and he hears our Lord say, "Do not be anxious about tomorrow." And he's, "Oh my gosh, you know what? I kept the necessities. He wants me to get rid of all of it." And so he entrusted his sister to the care of some religious sisters. He got rid of everything else, and he walked off into the desert. And he lived in the desert the rest of his life for the next almost 90 years. And he lived a life of great asceticism. He would fast all the time and do great penances. And over the course of time, hundreds of men came and flocked to him to imitate his way of life. Now, students, when you think of someone who does great fasting and penances, what image comes to mind? When I was the same age as St. Anthony, 18, 19 years old, and I entered the seminary, I thought, man, someone who lives like that, they must be really hard, you know, kind of rough around the edges, a severe person. And I went and I visited an order of hermits in Texas, people who live like St. Anthony lived. And what most surprised me when I got down there was how happy these people were. I thought, oh my gosh, you live like this, how could you be happy like that? Do you know how people knew who St. Anthony was? There were hundreds of men who lived in the desert with him. This is what his first biographer said. Strangers knew him from among his disciples by the joy on his face, because he was so joyful. Because students, when you have detached yourself from everything, when no possessions of this world hold your heart, you are not sad to lose anything. Nothing can make you sad. You've surrendered everything to God, and so you live in joy. And just one more thing said about his life. So St. Anthony, living in the desert, he would be attacked severely by temptations, and oftentimes even by evil spirits. And one time he cried out to our Lord. He said, Lord, what do I do in the midst of all this? All these temptations, all these snares, how can anybody survive? And he heard a voice come back to him from heaven that said, humility shall allow you to escape without fail in every temptation. If you are truly humble, you will never fall. And so, students, let's ask St. Anthony today for two gifts. One, for great humility, and secondly, for constant joy.